unyielding will to win had earned the underdog Raiders their place in the sun. All were ready for the playoffs, from trainers George Anderson and Rod Martin to Captain Gene Upshaw.
It all starts this week, one game, and one game. All you got to do is win. You lose, you go home.
But we're going to the Super Bowl in 1980.
To achieve Super Bowl glory required beating three of the best, starting with the Houston Oilers and football's top rusher, Earl Campbell. With Campbell checked, defenders zeroed in on quarterback Ken Stabler. When Ted Hendricks was not snuffing the snake himself, he was springing teammate Mike Davis, who had two of Oakland's seven sacks, in an awesome display of control and confidence, design and execution. The Raiders unleashed their feared five-man passing game as Mark Van Egan picked up a blitz and Jim Puckett hit halfback Kenny King deep to set up a touchdown by Todd Christensen, one of 10 second-year pros on the Raiders squad. In the final quarter, Plunkett, behind Dolby, Upshaw, Artshell, and company, isolated halfback Arthur Whittington on a linebacker, and Houston hopes tumbled. The crushing blow was administered by the defense, which draped Stabler in silver and black, while Lester Hayes went up for one, then took off for six. Over three decades, the names have changed, but Raider commitment to excellence has grown stronger, and Coach Tom Flores has continued to add to these years of greatness.